The people of the town of Marilac in eastern Brazil also continue to struggle. There's been only one way to escape the poverty of Marilac, and that is to escape Marilac itself. Dozens of men have done just that during the past decade. They've escaped to Boston to work for a local pizza chain called the Upper Crust. The Brazilians worked long and hard, and they made enough money to send back home. Then things turned sour. Jen Abelson reported the story in yesterday's Boston Globe newspaper. First of all, Jen, how did so many people from this one rural town, Marilac in Brazil, where you went, in fact, to report the story, end up working for the same high-end pizza chain in the Boston area?
It was mainly a word of mouth passed from one villager to the next. About a few men came to Boston in 2001, and a cousin introduced one of these men to Jordan Tobins, who's the owner of the Upper Crust, and just word of this opportunity spread quickly from Boston to Brazil.
And how did things go in the beginning?
In the beginning, it was a really amicable and mutually beneficial relationship. The men, it was a small shop. It was just one. They would work side by side with the owners and the managers delivering pizza. It felt like a family. It felt like their own kind of place. And these workers were making wages way beyond anything they could ever dream of in their hometown. And then they would send home hundreds of dollars every month, thousands of dollars over years. And that would help build homes, build businesses back home, help their families in Marilac. I mean, there's some incredibly huge houses. I mean, gorgeous by standards you'd see in the U.S. And these are people who have come to Boston, worked at the Upper Crust, and sent money home.
Interesting that the name Upper Crust in a place that suffered severe poverty until some of these workers came here. Again, how many in all have come in the past 9 years?
It's over 80 men from this town, and they would leave behind wives and children and fiancés and girlfriends and spend years here till they could come back, make enough money to have a good life back home.
So what happened to make things go sour? These people, we should say, are all undocumented, the people who are working there. What percent in the Upper Crust chain were undocumented workers, do you know?
I don't have an actual statistics, but I know that my understanding is that almost the entire kitchen and delivery staff were Brazilian, and that's a majority of their workforce. I mean, they have some managers and they have some Americans, often college students, who work at the counters, but the vast majority of their workforce are these people who are making the pizzas, preparing the vegetables for the pizzas, and delivering them around.
Okay, for a while it was going pretty well, and then what transpired?
The chain was doing really well, and the owner, Jordan Tobins, just had an incredible amount of ambition and just wanted to keep growing and growing fast. And according to many managers who worked there, they just began to cut corners, particularly on labor costs. So they wouldn't hire as many people. These employees had to keep working longer hours. Routinely was 80, then 90, some 100 hours a week.
Would they get paid for that?
They would overtime? Get paid. They would not get paid overtime. So what they would do is some employees were just being paid in cash, which is not legal in the United States. And many of them would be paid 40 hours straight on a check, and then they would be paid whatever hours afterward in straight time, so not overtime. And for a long time, the employees didn't know any better, and they didn't think that it was a problem, and they were happy with the setup. But as the relationship got strained and as the chain expanded quickly and as the owners were sort of increasingly showing their wealth through plane and boats, and these workers were not getting by very easily, it became more and more tense.
And then what happened?
There were a few breaking moments, but eventually the employees took a really rare step for undocumented workers, which is that they decided to fight back, and they reported the chain to the U.S. Department of Labor because they felt like they were being exploited, and the U.S. Department of Labor launched an investigation into
On behalf of undocumented immigrants.
On behalf of undocumented immigrants. The federal laws require that employers, regardless of their worker status, that they be paid time and a half for any hours worked over 40. I mean, that is intended to prevent employers from trying to scrimp on payroll by hiring these illegal workers. So it doesn't matter if they're documented or undocumented, that they are owed time and a half after they've worked 40 hours.
And do you know if they received that?
My understanding is that they did not receive it. I mean, the Department of Labor, when they put out their investigation, it said that they owed more than $340,000 in back pay to the workers, more than 120 workers, and the vast majority of them were the Brazilian immigrants.
And were they repaid?
Many were issued checks, but what happened is that things for many workers allegedly became much worse. apparently the upper crust demanded that workers who were receiving these checks, if they wanted to keep the money, they didn't have a job any longer. And other allegations are that for workers who decided to stay, they would then have their – they could cash the checks, but then their paychecks were deducted every week until the company recovered the entire cost of those payments.
That's Boston Globe reporter Jen Abelson. The ongoing dispute between Upper Crust and some of its former employees from Brazil is the subject of a pending lawsuit and a second Labor Department investigation. The company representing Upper Crust gave us this statement. It reads in part, "In the past, we did in fact have an issue related to incorrectly managing overtime and were ordered to make a payment to current and former employees, which we did. The checks were distributed and all but a few were cashed, and those few that were returned to us were turned over to the Department of Labor. Any allegation to the contrary is untrue."